Now let's get to today's big tech news. Have you heard about the Raspberry Pi? It's a $60 maker kit, helps you teach kids about coding and computers. And you know what else you can do with it? You can hack a self-driving car. A principal scientist at Security Innovation says he can trick an autonomous vehicle into stopping, swerving, or avoiding non-existent objects. All he needed was a Raspberry Pi or an Arduino and a simple laser pointer. The security researcher claims that the attack can be carried out from behind, in front, or from the side of the car without alerting the car's passengers. Any self-driving cars that use LIDAR, that's a laser-based radar, are vulnerable to the hack. Right now, Google, Lexus, Mercedes, and Audi all use LIDAR in their autonomous vehicle prototypes. Today, Verizon announced that they will begin field testing a ludicrously speedy 5G network at some point next year, although it won't be up and running until 2017, and then only on an enterprise level at first. 5G could theoretically give you 50 times the speed you get on 4G and will be designed to support the Internet of Everything world of endless devices. GeekWire reports that Amazon has officially stopped selling the Fire Phone. The page for the Amazon-branded phone still appears on Amazon's site, but it is now marked as currently unavailable. The Fire Phone was, by all accounts, a complete and utter failure. Sources say that since the phone flopped, Amazon has reorganized its secret hardware lab and fired at least a dozen engineers. According to the Wall Street Journal, Amazon's next foray into hardware will be a tablet with a 6-inch screen set to come out in time for the holidays and selling for the ridiculously low price of $50. So what happens when you introduce a Google Watch to a country where Google services are largely unavailable? Well, we are about to find out. Today, The Verge says that Lenovo, Motorola, and Google are bringing the Moto 360 Android Wear smartwatch to China. You'll be able to use the watch with any Android device, but instead of using Google Now and Google Play, the Moto 360 in China will use a Chinese company called Mobvoi to provide search and voice recognition. This news follows the story that broke late last week that Google is planning to re-enter mainland China. And just before the show, news broke that antivirus pioneer John McAfee has officially filed the paperwork to enter the United States presidential campaign. McAfee calls himself an eccentric and has been described by others as increasingly erratic. There are some questions about his citizenship, although he appears to have been born on a U.S. Army base in Great Britain. He's had his share of controversy, especially in recent years. So welcome, John. You are going to fit right in this race.